Imagine, ignoring your credit card bill and then your mortgage month after month.
Yeah, eventually the repo man comes knocking.
Exactly. But what happens when the entity that's just ignoring the bills is an entire local government? Welcome to this deep dive into the Beaufort West Local Municipality Financial Recovery Plan from November 2021.
Right, and today's mission is really to unpack what a citywide bankruptcy actually looks like and the step-by-step strategy they use to, try to pull it back from the brink.
Because Beaufort West, I mean, it's the largest local municipality in the Western Cape by land area,
It
right?
is, yeah. But all that physical scale, it just couldn't insulate them from a total system failure. By late 2021, the Auditor General actually issued a disclaimer of audit opinion.
Wait, a disclaimer of opinion. That basically means the paperwork is completely useless, right?
Yeah, exactly. The financial records were just so chaotic, so incomplete, that they literally couldn't even be assessed.
Wow. And looking at the numbers the province did manage to scrape together, it's pretty easy to see why. You have an entity failing to pay ESCOM for over 90 days.
Right, the national electricity provider.
Yeah. If you or I did that, our lights go out immediately. Here, an entire city's infrastructure is just, hanging by a thread. How does a municipality let it get to that point?
Well, the report reveals this massive 361 million rand in unauthorized expenditure, and it wasn't some sudden economic shock, it was this systemic micro-level mismanagement that just compounded over years.
Like a slow leak that eventually floods the whole house.
Exactly. And when you look at where the budget was actually going, a glaring anomaly jumps right out. Employee costs are eating up like 43% of the total budget.
Which is incredibly disproportionate. You're basically starving actual service delivery just to pay salaries.
Right, especially when the national treasury norm is usually between 25 and 40%. But the real irony here is that despite that hugely inflated payroll, core functions were still being outsourced.
Wait, really? Like what?
Like internal audits and legal services. They were paying private contractors to do those.
So they're paying a premium for internal staff, but then still hiring outsiders to actually do the job.
Yeah, it's wild. And the report details some baffling specific allocations too, like cell phone and travel allowances were being given to staff who just fundamentally didn't need them.
Oh, like drivers getting travel stipends to just do their normal driving shifts.
Exactly. And then there's the whole issue of ghost workers.
Okay, stop. I really struggle with this concept. It's like paying a monthly subscription for a streaming service for someone who doesn't even exist. How does a modern payroll system just cut checks to people who aren't there?
Well, it happens when the basic link between human resources and accounting completely breaks down. If directors are just signing off on monthly payroll schedules as like an administrative reflex,
Just rubber stamping it.
right, without actually requiring physical headcounts or departmental audits. So the automated system just keeps functioning in a vacuum. A person leaves, or maybe they were never even hired, but the data entry remains.
And the money just leaves the account.
Yeah, because the control mechanism, like an actual human verifying attendance, is totally absent.
That breakdown in basic controls, I mean, that explains why a simple cash bailout wouldn't solve anything here.
No, throwing money at a compromised system just gives you a more expensive compromised system.
Right, which is where the provincial government's legally binding intervention comes in, mandating this really strict three-phase recovery operation.
Yeah, because they had to step in. So the first step is phase one, which is rescue. When a city has no cash but massive debt, securing cash doesn't mean finding new revenue
It's
streams.
just immediate, brutal financial triage.
Exactly. They freeze all non-essential spending, halt any hiring, and renegotiate payment terms with those massive creditors. It's really just about generating enough liquidity to cover daily operations.
So the town literally doesn't physically shut down. You're stabilizing the patient so you can perform surgery.
Right, because you cannot fix long-term infrastructure leaks if the city literally cannot pay its daily electricity bill, which leads right into phase two.
The stabilization phase,
Yeah.
which is like a 12 to 24 month window. If phase one is stopping the bleeding, how does phase two actually fix the underlying disease?
During stabilization, they're basically rewriting the structural DNA of the municipality. So this means overhauling the organizational structure to physically eliminate the loopholes that allowed those ghost workers in the first place.
Oh, so fixing the broken accounting systems.
Yeah, and patching massive revenue leaks too, like repairing broken water pipes and electricity meters so the city can accurately bill residents for what they actually consume.
Which naturally flows into phase three, right? Sustainability.
Right.
Once the pipes are fixed and the payroll is accurate, the focus shifts to long-term viability.
Exactly. Because how do they ensure the municipality doesn't just slide back into those old habits the moment the province stops watching?
Yeah, how do they actually do that?
Well, sustainability relies on institutionalizing those new controls. They implement really stringent performance management systems for the municipal managers.
Tying their hands a bit.
Yeah, and linking future funding to strict compliance targets. The whole goal is to create a self-correcting administration. So a 90-day overdue bill triggers an automatic internal alarm rather than just being ignored.
Wow. This entire deep dive really is a stark reminder of how fragile local governance can actually be.
It really is. Municipal collapse is rarely this sudden explosion. It's usually a slow erosion of checks and balances.
Yeah, we often think of administrative accountability as just, you know, dry paperwork, but it is literally the invisible scaffolding holding up the basic services you rely on every single day.
Exactly. When the accounting fails, the water eventually stops running.
Which leaves you with a pretty chilling final thought to ponder. If a massive municipality can operate with ghost workers and ignored utility bills for a decade before a mandatory intervention is triggered,
yeah,
what unseen financial cracks might be hiding in the foundation of your own local government?